The Secret to Weight Control. Every year, several more bestsellers appear offering the latest foolproof diet or weight control plan. Here's mine, Harley's Third Corollary. Balance your intake of calories with the proper amount of exercise. I'm sorry I can't sound more sensational, effortless, or intriguing, but there is no secret to weight and figure control. It takes discipline, and that's been known for centuries. I counsel many women who just don't believe me. They keep hoping for some revolutionary new gimmick that will solve their weight problem with little or no effort. Or they crash diet and soon gain it all back. Then they crash again and again. Sooner or later, they give up, fatter than ever. The truth is that weight control programs work only when they are a way of life, based on the facts of life. All bodies, including female ones, are machines that burn fuel. When the body takes in too much fuel and doesn't burn it off, it stores the fuel in the form of fat. So if you want to avoid getting fat, you must burn all the fuel your body takes in. To lose weight, you must burn even more fuel. Fuel, of course, is what you eat, and you burn it with exercise. You burn some of it by just sitting around, but it burns much faster with exercise. If you exercise often, you can afford to eat more because you're burning more fuel. From my perspective, however, it's much easier to eat less than it is to exercise more. Yes, I know you think you are addicted to food, but so is everybody. We all die of hunger without it. Hunger is a normal reaction to weight loss because our bodies are programmed to prevent weight loss. But that doesn't mean you can't eat less. It simply means you will be hungry while you're doing it. You can eat lots of fruit and vegetables. Keep your refrigerator full of them. Snack on carrots until your skin turns orange. Just kidding. Keep your intake of sugar and fat to a minimum. If you are tempted to binge on something with lots of calories, ice cream for example, don't even buy it. That may be the only way to avoid being out of control. Your kids and your husband may complain, but they'll be as healthy as you are. Aerobic exercise will help you lose even more of the extra pounds while keeping your heart and lungs healthy. All it takes is enough exercise to increase your heart rate to 60 to 70% of its maximum for about 30 minutes every other day. To find your maximum heart rate, subtract your age from 220. Then to find your best aerobic heart rate for your age, multiply your maximum heart rate by 0.70. Joyce and I share the same diet program, and we also exercise with each other whenever possible. We encourage each other in weight control. Both of us come from families where there has been a tendency to gain weight in later years, and we have made an agreement with each other to avoid that outcome. If you have agreed to lose weight and keep it off, you must create a new lifestyle around diet and exercise, and your spouse should be part of it. It may mean that he will avoid foods that are not on your diet and join you in an exercise program. When both of you are committed to this new lifestyle, the chances that it will succeed are greatly increased. Use makeup to your best advantage. Rose came into my office looking more like a clown than a well-made-up woman. Although she might have had some attractive features, they lay buried beneath a mass of colors vying for attention. Although obviously she had tried hard to make herself attractive, something had gone wrong. She hadn't used the makeup to her advantage. Cosmetics have been around since the ancient Egyptian times, and with our modern multi-billion-dollar cosmetic industry, no woman has the excuse that help is not available. Most women who use no makeup or use it inappropriately simply lack the initiative to get the help they need. Some women have never applied makeup and do not understand the basic techniques. As in Rose's case, I sometimes step in where angels fear to tread and suggest that she might seek professional advice. Some cosmetic studios or large department stores provide free consultations that can help a woman start. Much depends on the knowledge of the person who gives the consultation, but many can give good results. Many women's magazines also publish articles that will help achieve the same goal. I have seen many women make dramatic improvements in their appearance. These changes in single women are almost always followed by greater attention and often dates by single men. With married women, their husbands appreciate and encourage the change if their wives have done it for them. Be certain that in addition to being something you like, your husband also finds the cosmetic changes attractive. Keep in mind that your objective is meeting his need for your physical attractiveness. Get a hairstyle he likes. Hairstyle and color are another sensitive area for women. Yearly, they spend billions on dyes, rinses, shampoos, permanents, sets, and cuts. My question is, why and for whom? If a wife spends all that time and money to please her husband and to achieve something she finds comfortable, well and good. But if she lets some hairdresser talk into something she knows her husband won't like, she has begun to work against herself and her marriage. A certain hair color manufacturer excuses the higher prices of his product by telling the women, "You're worth it." More to the point, your husband is worth it. If he doesn't like a certain hairstyle and color, abandon it. In fact, consult with him ahead of time and get his opinion before ever getting a different style or coloring. After all, the whole idea is to be attractive to him. Or is it? Some women object to this idea. They insist on the right to please themselves, or they argue that having to please their husbands in such a way seems unfair and even degrading. I don't encourage women to meekly accept a hairstyle that makes them miserable. Certainly, they need to enjoy their own looks and feel a sense of attractiveness. If a husband likes something his wife can't tolerate, negotiation is in order. Among the many hairstyles available, I'm certain they can find one in which they can agree. Hairstyles, like everything else, can create deposits or withdrawals in her husband's love bank. If a wife understands her husband's need for an attractive mate, she will work with him to achieve that goal. Chances are great, in my experience, that she will find that her husband is quite reasonable and has fairly good taste. Clothes showcase the woman. The old adage tells us, clothes make the man, but in our society, clothes showcase the woman. That showcase can enhance and flatter, or do something far less than that. As with cosmetics and hairstyle, the same principle applies. Dress to be attractive to your husband. Fashions come and go, and in certain years, clothing styles range from silly to disastrous. Despite the insistence of some clothes designers to be eternally creative, one rule still seems to prevail. When women's clothing becomes unappealing to most men, it does not stay popular very long.